This week on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson.
By would say early December last year, we had started just going down a phone list of all of the transplant facilities that were within a reasonable distance of our home. Most of them have a criteria that you have to be within 500 miles of their facility so that when a match becomes available, you can definitely get there in time. So we did make contact with several in December and very early January that didn't require the COVID vaccine at that point and seemed open to discussion about the others. But long story short, one by one, every single one of them folded. Even after the new year, this far into this whole situation with COVID, they all decided that they were going to require the COVID vaccine. And so we were back to square one.
Imagine this. You adopt your long-awaited 17-year-old daughter from Ukraine, bring her over to the United States, find out that she is in need of a kidney transplant. You put her on dialysis, start to get her treatment, and then the hospital says you will not be allowed to have that kidney transplant for your daughter unless she gets the COVID shot. That's exactly what is happening to Jenna Campo's daughter, 17-year-old, just adopted from Ukraine. The hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan that they are at is denying her care, denying her ability to have a kidney transplant because of their religious exemption and objection to getting the COVID shot. Not only that, but they're also saying that she has to get several other shots in order to get this kidney transplant, completely taking away their patient rights to make those choices and their religious rights to make those choices. So We the Patriots USA has stepped in and we are sharing their story today. There's already been a small victory in their case. Child Protective Services was alerted and called on this family for not getting their daughter the COVID shot. And Child Protective Services has since backed down because of We the Patriots' involvement in all of this. You have to stick around and hear this family's heartbreaking story. And if you find it in your heart to give, we ask that you head over to wethepatriotsusa.org to give to the 17-year-old daughter's case. They are trying to take legal action so they can get their daughter the life-saving care that she needs. You'll hear later in this podcast that their 17-year-old daughter only has one kidney. So this is very imperative that she receive this transplant in order to save her life. So let's dive into this heartbreaking story here on Faithful Freedom. Freedom is non-negotiable. Mandates, free speech, cancel culture, parental rights. These are real people that have stood up for their freedoms no matter what. Welcome into Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA, helping everyday Americans defend their God-given rights. Jenna, again, thank you for joining us today and for sharing your family's story. We've heard of stories similar to this of, people being denied transplants and care in hospitals throughout this pandemic because they refused to get the shot. Take us through your story, though. Please start from the beginning on how all of this took place with your daughter.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. We brought our daughter home from Ukraine in June of 2021. We had met her when she was very small, but the door just did not open until 2019 to start the adoption process, and it ended up taking 2 years. We knew ahead of time that she did have some kidney issues. We just didn't know the extent because the medical records are pretty scant, but no matter what, that wouldn't have changed that we wanted to bring her home, and we did. And we just started learning on our feet as soon as we got home, connecting with different specialists. And so by August of 2021, She had been officially diagnosed with end-stage renal disease and had to go on dialysis, which she's been doing ever since. And the discussion about a kidney transplant being a necessity began right away. And the facility that we're dealing with, Spectrum Health, Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, their stated goal was to try and get her on the pediatric transplant list in particular before she turns 18, which is this coming July. And that is critical because she, if she gets on the pediatric list, she has a considerably shorter wait time for a match compared to an adult patient on the list. So anyway, within about 2 months after getting on dialysis last August, we got our first threat of Child Protective Services because we declined on religious grounds some of the vaccinations that they are requiring in order to even evaluate her, let alone put her on the list.
That is just, it's so hard to digest on so many different levels that anybody would be denied care, let alone a child would be denied care based on a decision like that. And you know, take us through what you guys have been, how you've been just, I should say, digesting this. Whenever you got that news, you've waited so many years to finally bring your daughter over here to the US. You right away are having to deal with her medical issues, and then this comes up. How has it been like for you guys to digest all of this so far as a family?
That is hard to digest because, I mean, it just brings so many things to mind. First of all, that she signed her paper saying that she wanted to go with us. And so she had a level of trust in this whole process that is mind-boggling. And I want to honor that by giving her the best care we possibly can. And I know that the people there who have cared for her and taken care of her all her life, you know, they trusted that when she went with us, that she would be getting a standard of care that, you know, they might want to provide but weren't able to. And so I want to honor that. And I found it shocking when that first threat of Child Protective Services came up. That was especially shocking because our oldest child is 30 years old now. And when she was a baby and I declined vaccinations that our pediatrician offered, it was the end of the conversation and respected. And that has obviously hugely changed.
Yeah, I think it is important for people to know out there that this doesn't just apply to the COVID shot. There are many parents out there that have had Child Protective Services called on them for simply denying the childhood vaccines for their children for various reasons. And, you know, as a parent in the United States of America, you should be able to make those health decisions for your family. And so that's where you guys you're at in this scenario, is that you're basically not being allowed to make those health decisions for your family and for your child. So take people through now the actions that you're taking to try and help her out in this stage.
Yes. So backtracking to last fall, we received that first threat. Right away, we realized that we needed to ask the hospital for a written copy of their protocol because we didn't want any more surprises. And it was very interesting that right away, they said that they would try to have that available for us as soon as possible. And I was so surprised that they didn't already have it available to just give us a copy. That was very interesting. And then while we were waiting for that, they asked if we would like to talk to the ethics and the patient relations committees, which I agreed to do because I thought it would be an opportunity to get an explanation from them of why their pamphlet says that they respect and will not deny someone treatment based on their religion. And that didn't seem to be being regarded at all. And so I agreed to speak with those people. I agreed to something called a care conference where we could all of us together sit down and with our specialists and be able to express our concerns and our reasons for them. You know, we took every opportunity that they gave us that seemed to be presented as if some kind of negotiation was possible. But by just a few weeks ago, they finally did report us to Child Protective Services. And Child Protective Services, thankfully, decided that because of the religious component of our objections, that they would not touch the case. And we were just so very thankful, but realized we're going to have to fight this.
Yes. And, you know, that's when we, the Patriots USA, kind of came on board and was helping you guys out and assisted in getting Child Protective Services to back down. And so that's great. We, the Patriots USA.org has been helping several people with their religious exemptions throughout all this, my case and several others dealing with the religious exemption part of this. And now moving forward, are you able to transfer your daughter or try to get her alternative care, try to get her people that will honor her need for a transplant without getting the shot?
Well, that was another thing that we realized we were going to have to attempt by, I would say, early December last year. We had started just going down a phone list of all of the transplant facilities that were within a reasonable distance of our home. Most of them have a criteria that you have to be within 500 miles of their facility so that when a match becomes available, you can definitely get there in time. So we did make contact with several in December and very early January that didn't require the COVID vaccine at that point and seemed open to discussion about the others. But long story short, one by one, every single one of them folded. Even after the new year, this far into this whole situation with COVID, they all decided that they were going to require the COVID vaccine. And so we were back to square one.
Yeah, it's so surprising. And I think that so many people at this point, especially depending on where you live, you know, I live here in the state of Florida and things seem barely back to normal down here and pretty, pretty open and free. And I think so many people feel like we're moving forward and all of this pandemic, is behind us, but that's just not the case. I mean, you guys are still dealing with this, in your instance in particular, we still have several cases on We the Patriots USA, that are being denied and are still being mandated to take this shot. So I think people need to be reminded that this is still very much a reality for so many people out there. And for people like your daughter that need a life-saving care. What about just in general, the denial of medical treatment for your daughter? Is that not part of, you mentioned you obtained the hospital's bill of care. What about the patient bill of rights? I thought that this was America and you weren't supposed to be able to be denied medical care.
Right. It's just completely mind-boggling. I never, never, ever would have expected to be in this situation. it's just really hard to believe that that's where we're at.
And does your daughter's, you mentioned, you know, the fact that she's turning 18 here, does that have play a lot a big role in this too, with regards to, you know, the age groups that have been approved for the shot. You know, we didn't get this approval for, you know, for young adults and for teens until just a little while ago. I mean, it's just very recent that the shot has been approved for 18 and under. Does any of that play into all of this as well, as sort of a time crunch for you guys as far as her age goes?
I imagine that it does. The things that come to my mind are just, I think most in the audience, in this audience, know, but it seems completely disregarded that, yes, they fall under this approval, if you will, but it's all still under the emergency use authorization. And so it's not, what is licensed is not what is actually available in the U.S. So that's a whole other layer of this, that this is something that's being forced in order to receive a life-saving treatment, and yet it's only under emergency use authorization. And the documentation of that says specifically that person cannot be coerced.
Taking a quick break to encourage you to head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org. Your tax-deductible gift will assist this 501c3 organization working to protect religious freedom, medical freedom, parental rights, educational freedom, First and Second Amendment freedoms, and so much more. Right now, we have CRT cases happening that you can donate to. They're also taking on the trans agenda in our public school systems. And of course, we are also dealing with these mandates and several of these exemption denials. So make sure to head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org for that. But not only that, you can also sign their petitions to end CRT in school. And most importantly, that relates to this podcast, you can also sign a petition to help make health status a protected class here in the United States. This would be huge and would help help alleviate a lot of what's currently happening surrounding this pandemic to people like Jenna and so many others out there, Jenna's daughter and so many others out there. So head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org. At the end of the day, I don't really understand how a COVID shot has to do with your daughter receiving a kidney transplant. Those two don't seem to go hand in hand whatsoever. Did they ask at all about her vaccination status regarding any other vaccines?
I finally asked them, we asked them if they would do titers on her, because she did receive a number of vaccines while she was still in Ukraine. And the results of those titers did take some of the pressure off the table for certain ones, because they saw what they wanted to with those. but they still have the COVID, the HPV, flu, and a number of others on their list of requirements, and have finally stated in writing that we're not allowed to pick and choose. We either accept all of those, or the process of evaluation and getting on the list is off the table. So that's what we're dealing with. What else was I? Oh, I also am very aware that because I'm in communication with other parents who are in the program or dealing with other facilities, I know of another parent who actually got their child's antibodies tested for COVID in an effort to bypass having to have the COVID vaccine. And even though his antibodies came back robust, they were told that they still had to have it in order to get on the transplant list.
Wow. Well, people listening to this can draw conclusions on their own as to why that would be the case, that they would want that. So I also want to backtrack and verify with something you said earlier. So not only are they forcing the COVID shot, they also want several other vaccines for your daughter as well. in order just to get the transplant. She has to get other vaccines.
Yes, just to be allowed to be evaluated, let alone put on the transplant list. We are expected to comply. And I don't have the list in front of me, but it includes the COVID, the HPV, I believe polio, just a number of them, at least half a dozen that they are insisting on.
Half a dozen. Wow. So that also adds another layer to this, and the fact that your medical freedom is being taken away from you, but also that they want to inject that many vaccines into her in a short amount of time before she receives a kidney transplant that is difficult for her body to have to, you know, endure.
Yes. Yeah. Very concerning. She, for whatever reasons that we don't know, because her medical records aren't complete, she actually had one of her kidneys removed already about 5 years ago. So she only has one kidney, and it's running at about 20% filtration rate. So obviously she's already very compromised in how her body processes things. And we just feel that aside from the religious objections that should have been respected day one, we are concerned about her safety, having these things added to her body.
It's very interesting that the hospital has been given this authority to deny religious exemptions. Have you spoken to them about that? Because as you know, you said you have other children that you've had religious exemptions from vaccines for. When you apply for religious exemptions through the state for childhood vaccines, you're just submitting that to the state. The state doesn't get to deny you your religious exemption. It's just simply put on file that this is what you're doing. How does a hospital have the authority to say whether or not your religious beliefs can be accepted or denied by them?
Well, it seems that the bottom line is they believe that they have that authority, and most have been quiet over the years and accepted it as authority. But constitutionally, I don't believe they have that at all. But in the middle of all of this, from day one, I brought up our religious exemptions, even beginning last August, within a couple of weeks of her starting dialysis. And apparently there's not a form or anything that we could have filled out at the hospital, explaining our objections. The ethics committee did suggest that I draft an email sort of with bullet points explaining our stance and providing any kind of links or information that I thought would be helpful to illustrate where we're coming from. And I supplied that at the end of last November. And the links that I included were the FDA and the CDC speaking for themselves on these things. It's all right there in their own writing. And it has been as if I never wrote that letter.
I think so many people that have gone through the exemption process, whether it's with their companies or hospitals or just the various places that they've had to go through their exemptions, everybody echoes the same sentiment. I myself included, I spent hours upon hours drafting different letters, and they just go on unnoticed. So I understand that. I also want to bring up for those that are listening to this podcast, if you're not already subscribing to the We the Patriots USA newsletters, there they will give updates. And they gave an update through their email newsletter several days ago about your daughter's case, and that Child Protective Services had backed down, but it also told of a story, and I'd love for you to expand upon it, of another parent and another nurse talking about how these hospitals don't plan to back down unless somebody steps up and sues the hospital. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yes. I'm trying to think of when it was. It was within the last couple of weeks. I was just contacted by another mom here in Michigan dealing with a separate facility in part. And she just had heard about our story. And she said that their daughter had all of her dialysis at the same facility that we're dealing with at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then they went to U of M in Ann Arbor for the actual transplant a couple of years ago. So they've already gone through that process. But she said that when she heard our story, they happened to be at a follow-up clinic with their daughter. And she asked one of the nurses there, you know, what's your protocol? Are you requiring this too for transplant? And the nurse said yes, and that they will continue to do so until somebody sues them, because they know deep down that they cannot require the COVID vaccine of pediatric patients, but they're doing it anyway.
Well, we commend you for sticking up for your daughter and for taking action. Because I think that's, you know, that's something that you've hinted at in this discussion, is that these hospitals have been self-appointed giving this authority. They have just been enacting this authority on themselves. And until people step up, until people do something about it, they're just going to keep acting like they do have this false authority to do these things that they've never been able to do in the past until now. So how is your daughter doing right now? Give us an update on how she's feeling emotionally and physically throughout all of this.
She's tired of talking about the subject. She would like to not have to talk about it anymore. She really desires to get off of dialysis and move forward. She has a lot of dreams and a lot of zest, and health-wise, considering her diagnosis, she's doing remarkably well right now. If someone did not know her diagnosis, they might actually not believe how dire the situation is, which is, I guess, a positive thing and a negative thing. But she's very courageous, and she has a lot of dreams, and we really want to be able to move forward and just give her the best that we possibly can and just see her flourish.
Well, it sounds like she has, she's an amazing girl and has a wonderful spirit. And I think it says a lot of her to have so much positivity given the current situation. So God bless you guys in all of this. Can you tell people ways that that people can help out your family right now?
Keep praying just for total healing for her and everyone who's in this situation. I really believe that he's able. And so we always put that first. And then I just ask for prayers that while we wait on that day, we just are anointed with wisdom and humility. I don't want to be arrogant. I just want to have the right words in the right season to navigate this. We are so thankful for the people that are helping us. If people want to donate in any way toward the legal side of it, they can see a link regarding our case at wethepatriotsusa.org. And I'm sure you have more info about that too. But we just really appreciate prayer warriors, and we feel it. We really believe that the Lord is parting the sea for us.
Well, we certainly will be praying for your family and for your daughter and for this case. And as you said, God will take care of this in some way. And so we thank you for sharing your story. And just want to highlight again, as we wrap up, for people that this, unfortunately, as you mentioned, you've run into yourself, several other people that have had to deal with this. We've all seen headlines throughout all of this of others that have been denied care, transplants, you name it, all sorts of scenarios happening out there. So our prayers are with you all, Jenna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
We want to thank Jenna for sharing her family's story today. That is what we are aiming to do here on this podcast. We are choosing faith and freedom over fear, and we are showcasing all of those people throughout the country that are doing so on a daily basis. And we just ask you to prayerfully find it in your heart to donate to WeThePatriotsUSA.org. Your donations help to fuel this podcast so we can keep sharing the real stories from real people on what is happening out there and those that are standing up for their freedoms. And so we thank you for finding it in your heart to do so. And now we also have a We the Patriots shop up, which is going to contain some Faithful Freedom merchandise. So head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org/shop and you're going to be able to shop my tagline on there, Faith and Freedom Over Fear. We've got a lot of cool stuff for people of all ages, even babies on there. So make sure and check out our kids line, our women's line, and also our men on there. So it's pretty cool. They've got on the We the Patriots side some fun stuff up there, little mugs that say, when you stand up to tyrants, we stand up to you. I love that tagline. And then of course my tagline on there, Faith and Freedom Over Fear. We've got some cool merchandise on there. And my favorite is maybe the baby onesie that says Born Free on it. Pretty cool. So make sure and check all that out at WeThePatriotsUSA.org. And we will see you next week here on the podcast.